Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley. We're talking about stress, all things related to stress this evening. So, you know, before we really get into the tips and tricks of how to, you know, make stress work for you and de-stress, I think everybody's a little interested in maybe a story or situation that Melissa or Michelle has recently dealt with that has been one of the craziest kind of stressful situations they've dealt with recently. You know, Michelle, why don't you start on this one?
I will be more than happy to get this ball rolling, as they say. Actually, tonight, we have been working on, one of my clients has been working on a huge event with another, with a lot of other people. And consistently, the person that's handling this event has ignored a lot of issues that are important to my client. And one of the key issues was an order in which we were going to be presented for this particular product. And sure enough, you know, we're there at the event. I was there for 6 hours today. And the one key issue that I emailed I pulled it up 7 times. We must XYZ. Sure enough, as soon as the event gets started, they did exactly what we said they couldn't do. And they totally, completely screwed my client over. Completely. I mean, so much that my client couldn't even talk. She was so angry. She was almost in tears. And, you know, here I am trying to deal with the media that's the event and not look as angry as we are and deal with my client who's upset and handle the situation when I have email after email after email saying, okay, just confirming. And here we go. And they do exactly what they said they weren't going to do. And they did exactly the opposite of what they promised to do. And I had to, you know, go up to this person after the event and say, excuse me, but this is something that we have discussed. We've been sitting here for 6 hours. You could have told us for 6 hours that you have changed this situation. So we would have had time to either deal with it or change it. And unfortunately, you know, it was a situation that could have gotten very heated. But I have to protect not only my image, but the image of my client. And I had to walk away when I wanted to pick up the bottle of champagne that was sitting next to me and throw it at this person. Instead, I just grabbed my bottle water, my water bottle, drank it, walked over to my client and said, let's just get our stuff and leave.
Wow. I understand. I mean, anger management, I think there might be a class for me somewhere. But no, that's pretty much composure right there, you know? I mean, hardcore. You know, Melissa, have you had anything recent that has kind of been as stressful as obviously what Michelle's talking about?
Oh, man, there's so many stressful and actually really funny stories in television where you have to maintain your composure under stress. You know, I think about just like a couple of months ago, I was doing a story. I was live at 4:30, live again at 5 a.m. But between the 4:30 and the 5, we had to write, voice, and edit an entire story in that short amount of time. And it can take quite a bit of time. A lot of times it takes a reporter an hour to write. So when you have 30 minutes to write, voice, and edit a story, it's already stressful. Well, about 10 minutes before the show, we're laying down our last edits, and the editor breaks. It just crashes, just like computers can often do. Computer crashes 10 minutes before the show. So we're on the phone with the producers telling we're trying to get it back up, we're trying to fix it, we're trying to feed this story in, but go ahead and float us. So floating means move you down in the newscast a little. You might not lead, you might be 5 minutes into the newscast. Buy us some time. Well, they decide 2 minutes before the newscast, no, we're going to float you. We're going to toss to you in 2 minutes and just start talking. You have no video. You have no sound. You have no script. Just start talking. And you have to maintain your composure and try to remember the facts. And you don't even have anything written down on a notepad because you didn't have time to write anything, even bullet points. So you're just praying that you're remembering the story exactly how it was, remembering all of the facts. But in television, that happens, unfortunately, more often than you would like it to. where things break and you just kind of have to roll with the punches.
Well, I agree with you, and I think a lot of times we don't always see that. You know, I just got a few tweets and actually a comment about that, how a lot of reporters just make it look so easy, you know, and sometimes because you make it look so easy, people see it as an easier job.
There are so many times where we get off air and we look at our photographer and we say, that was rough. You know, we think we looked awful, we sounded awful. I'm hoping the viewers don't see that and they're not at home going, that was rough. But for us, we're back there going, oh dear God, just please tell me that tomorrow is better.
As you check your pulse.
You do. You check your pulse and then you go home and you have a nice glass of wine and put it all behind you.
And you just, you know, you're so thankful for Botox.
I'm getting stressed out just thinking about this, actually.
Well, let's turn the tables then on the stress thing. So, you know, I've been promising this all night. So let's talk about dealing with stress appropriately. And then y'all, I'm going to say a couple of things and y'all chime in and tell me what you think. So, you know, the first thing was, you know, this whole concept of dress to de-stress. The whole thing is we all have to get dressed if we live in a civilized society and not a nudist colony. FYI. Okay. So every time we get dressed, right, you got to think about some steps. And the first one is to really categorize a situation. So maybe that situation that you just brought up and the one that you just brought up, Michelle, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it might be kind of high on the Richter scale there. It might be high, you know, but you got to kind of step back and just really, as you said, compose yourself. But also some of the other stresses that tend to be not as bad, we have to categorize as what they really are, you know, so then we can understand it. Because some people think that everything's a 10. And so if you step back and you really look at the problem with less intensity and categorize it, you know, like they do hurricanes, and really just write down the issue and define it, it can help us have, you know, a clear perspective on what we're dealing with.
I once had a boss, probably the best advice I ever had. I had a boss tell me, Melissa, worry about what you can control and forget about what you cannot. You know, if it's a 10 on your Richter scale, you know, you need to worry about it. But if it's something that's completely out of your control, don't let it stress you out.
Well, I mean, I personally was actually working with Ashley one day and she just looked at me. She goes, what's wrong? And I had no idea that I was showing my stress level to her. I was there. I was committed. I'm writing stuff down and we're working things out. And it was a totally separate situation. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I can tell, Michelle, there's something wrong. And you think you hide it. You think you mask it. And I didn't want to tell Ashley, my client, not my friend, but Ashley, my client, you know, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what all this mess, and get her involved in my mess. This is my client. You're trying to, you know, you're trying to keep it separate. And I have to tell you, I was so stressed out driving over there. I was so upset and so worked up. And Ashley, you know, I have to say, it really changed the way that I have dealt with stress working with you, because you said, okay, and what does that matter? And what is the real issue? And what are you upset about? And broke it down in a way I've never broken it down before. And my head just turned like a little puppy dog. And I thought, duh, why am I not thinking this way? And everything about that situation changed for me. I mean, I was so worked up. I was so upset. I was so emotional. And Ashley just taught me three simple ways to categorize them and look at things in a way that I really had never looked at them before. And I have you, Ashley, to thank for that, because, you know, I really am grateful, because you really helped me through that very, very stressful situation. And I look back and I think, how silly. I was so upset about something. And that was so silly for me to be so upset about it. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You're great at what you do, Ash.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And yeah, I'm glad I could be there for you. And yeah, a lot of times we have to break it down. And the problem is the emotion. And like you also said, you know, Melissa, you said you gotta, if you can't control it. A lot of times, though, we don't know what we can control versus what we can't. You know, and so it's like trying to figure out, breaking it down. Where does this stand for me? What am I truly angry about? What am I truly stressed out about? What is the focal point here? Because a lot of times we're not looking at the true issue on hand. It's like you got to derobe the issue, take the gloves off, and really look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very true. And sometimes it's just a matter of perspective. how you look at something. Haha. And then that's how you really decide how you're going to deal with it. And, you know, I know that Melissa and I have both been on that side where you're dealing with an issue and you're looking at the person telling you this issue and you're thinking, really, really? You want to sit in my desk for an hour and deal with this? Because what you just handed me is such a big pile of you know what, and you're just acting like it's no big deal, but you just want to hand it off to me. Thanks. Got it. No problem.
You know, that's totally true. You know, that is a good thought process that you have, you know, because I think also we talked about this, the idea of significance, and we talked about how, the last thing that I'm going to bring up, and then after that, I want y'all to come up with your one concept to get rid of stress that you want to leave with our listeners. But, you know, the first thing is that we're all significant people, and we're all beautiful, we're all smart, we're all looked up to by some people, and we're all needed by some people. So you remember that you have abilities, skills, and knowledge that no one else possesses, and that's really important because when you think about it, you do things that no one else can do, and that makes you really special. You know, don't get down on yourself or negatively judge yourself when you're overwhelmed, stressed, or feeling out of control. You know, or you feel outside of your element sometimes. Don't judge yourself or get down. You know, realize your significance, and don't forget that people are looking up to you and following your example. You know, if you want to set an impactful and positive role and example, then you got to put your best foot forward, your best dress forward, you know. And stress, because some stress and anger comes from feeling insecure, being emotionally or mentally rattled. You know, by remembering your significance daily, you can forgo some of that stress load. So, Melissa, do you have one last comment to tell our listeners tonight?
You know, I think the way I handle stress, I go for a run. I plug in my iPod, I plug it in and I go for a run and I just let my mind go. And it's kind of like my therapy. I'll run and just think through my problem. And usually by the end of my run, I've kind of thought through what was stressing me out and I put it in perspective. And the added bonus to that is that you're also making your body feel better. And so you are dealing with the world with more confidence. So it kind of all plays together. And confidence in television, you have to have it, because not only are you dealing with daily deadline pressure, you're dealing with daily criticism. And a lot of times it isn't over your story or your writing. It's over your looks, over your hair, your makeup, your weight, your clothes. And so that can really get to you if you don't have the confidence. So the way I deal with it, I run.
I like that. Exercise is a very big component because it helps with endorphins and it allows us to de-stress. And Michelle, your lasting words for this evening.
I play with my dogs. Honestly, they're the best therapy I've ever had. I'll take one at a time and go outside and talk to them and hang out and pet and play with them. And people may not think that that's really a way to de-stress, but the petting motion, I think there was some sort of statistic about how dogs reduce heart attacks on people because it reduces your stress level. And I have to say, for me, it's really connecting with my babies and telling them how much I love them, because then, and no matter what, they're never going to argue with me. So I'm always right.
That's an awesome point. That's awesome. That's great. So I really appreciate Melissa Newton for coming on, and Michelle Lamont, thank you for being here this evening on Perspectives.
Ashley, it was fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great night. And Michelle, thank you for coming on as well.
Absolutely. I'd do anything for you, Ash, and it was great catching up with you, Melissa.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Well, thank you all so much, and tune back in next Sunday for Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Take care and have a great night. Good evening.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you'd probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.